Can you tell a little about the history of this work?
The history of this work. Well, the first telephone music I was in 1968, I think, during a street works event, and it took place in an area, a predetermined area in Midtown Manhattan, over a number of hours, predetermined hours. And I myself made telephone calls from one telephone booth to another, and then kept a record of those calls, which resulted in a map. If someone were to have answered the telephone call, I would have hung up. I let the telephone booth ring three times, just as in the recreation I've just enunciated. No one really answered the telephone booth calls, and in fact, so I lost no money on the artwork. And in fact, in one telephone booth, there was a dime left in the slot, so I made money, 10 cents. And, oh yes, I found a carton of cigarettes in one of the telephone booths. The original inspiration was one evening I was walking in the area which became Soho in Lower Manhattan, which is mainly then a deserted warehouse area, and there was a lighted telephone booth on one of the dark streets, and the phone was ringing and ringing and ringing, and I thought this was kind of mysterious and perhaps poetic. Mostly now there are no telephone booths in New York City because everybody uses cell phones. I understand that is not the case in Europe. But I've adapted my original piece to try to cover all the sites where the exhibition will be.
Great.